intimidating.
Okay, so for the first of my little audiobook interviews, I've come to Shakespeare and Company on the banks of the Seine to talk to people here who work here about John Berger. So can I ask you for your name?
Gemma Birrell, and I've been at Shakespeare and Company for the last 5 years and organise all of our readings, and also I'm a director of the literary festival that we do every 2 years.
Okay, cool. When I asked one of your colleagues who here might like John Berger, he immediately pointed at you. So
yeah, we all really love his work, and that's why we've just recently actually invited him to come to our festival next year, because his work has always meant a lot to us. So
You showed me. Yeah, you were talking about one particular book just a while ago, To the Wedding. Can you talk a bit about that? What that means to you?
Yeah, I would have to say it's one of the most moving, beautiful, lyrical books that I've read for such a long time. And there's a real simplicity in it, but a tenderness and a warmth and just a real humanity. And I think that characterises his writing in general. I found it really, really touching, actually. So an incredible piece of writing, one of the most beautiful that I have read for a long time, or that I've read in general. I just loved it. I loved it. The story was all the different characters, and there was a certain truth, I think, about being human that that he's able to write about through his characters and the story.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, no, I found it really moving.
Yeah, I think humanity and generosity, the two words that people immediately
reach for
when they're talking about him, both
really,
as a writer and a person.
It's actually real. There's something quite really profound, I think, with the simplicity.
Quietly profound, isn't it?
Yeah, gentle. There's a gentleness, I think.
So you obviously live in Paris. You work at one of the most iconic bookshops here. What do you think John Berger's place is in France? He moved to France quite a while ago. Do you think that French readers are aware of his work, appreciative of his work?
I do. The publisher, Le Temps de Cerise, who publish him in French, are a wonderful publisher who do, for example, bilingual editions of Jack Hirschman. And they're a lovely publisher. We've met a few people from there, and they've just been fantastic. So I think he's got a great publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I know that he was doing a reading the other day that I only found out afterwards, actually. So I'm sure that his work is known. And I mean, in the English speaking world, I think absolutely everyone studied and read Ways of Seeing.
Yeah.
That was the first book that we all kind of were introduced to John Berger through, this book. And I'm quite curious as to whether that's the same in France. It might be interesting to speak to David, because he grew up here in France.
Okay.
About whether Ways of Seeing is as well known in France as it is in English.
Yeah.
But for us, you know, what he taught us all about, you know, through that book, I think informed us in our later years, in our study, in everything, really, in the way to look at images and all of that stuff that he talks about in there. That was
absolutely
a wonderful
book. Where did you go to university?
I went to university in Sydney,
okay,
at the University of Technology, and studied writing.
Just an approach to accent. And so in Australia.
And studied writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's a big name in Australian literature.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, he's so prolific, first of all, and I do think a lot of us read John Berger's work. And he's actually, I mean, everyone studies him and reads him as well for pleasure, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We were talking earlier, I said I had to go down to meet him and to pick up this archive, and he asked me to help with the haymaking while I was there, and you said you might have some inside knowledge in the old haymaking.
No, I said that you'd enjoy it, because I know what haymaking's like. My father has a beautiful place in the forest. And a farm and does haymaking. he's a doctor, but he loves his land and having, you know. So yes, no, I said that you'd enjoy it.
Okay, cool. On that note, thank you very much indeed.
That's a pleasure.